This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S.-led evacuation of Americans at-risk Afghans and others from the Kabul airport has picked up speed over the weekend. Speaking at the White House Sunday, Biden said that 11,000 evacuees had been airlifted out of the Afghan capital in a 36-hour period. He also said that no Afghan evacuees are being flown directly to the United States without prior screening. Tens of thousands of people remain to join the airlift, which has been slowed by security issues and U.S. bureaucracy hurdles. Pentagon has ordered six U.S. commercial airlines to help move evacuees from temporary sites outside of Afghanistan. President Biden has raised concerns that the Islamic State is posing a threat as American troops seek to evacuate thousands of U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from Afghanistan. Biden Sunday noted that the terror group is a sworn enemy of the Taliban and said that the longer U.S. troops are on the ground increases the chance that the group will attempt to strike innocent civilians and American personnel near the Hamid Karzai International Airport. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has been warning Americans to avoid traveling to the airport in part because of concerns about Islamic State fighters. The extremist group has long declared a desire to attack American U.S. interests. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is kicking off her visit to Southeast Asia with a meeting with Singapore's president and prime minister. The task is complicated by the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trip brings Harris to Singapore and then to Vietnam later in the week. It's aimed at broadening cooperation with both nations to offer counterweight to China's growing influence in the region. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.